for that singing this morning. There is Junior Church, Children's Church, if you want your child to go that direction. Otherwise, let's turn to Galatians chapter 6. Last week, we looked at some principles of dealing with a brother who's overtaken in a sin. Today, we're going to look mainly at verses 2 through 5 as we look at bearing burdens or the burdens of life. As I read verses 1 through 5, it's going to seem like there's a contradiction here, but we'll give some explanation on that. But as you pay attention to the word burden. Galatians 6, verse 1, "Brethren, if any man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." And verse 2, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself, but let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Verse 9, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." So if you look at this in verse 2, this word burden, the Greek word is bare. And in 6:5, which I think the New King James uses the word load. I think the King James talks about or uses the word burden, but the Greek word there is fortion. And so each one must bear his own burden, verse 5. Verse 2, we're to share one another's burdens. And so what is that a contradiction? God's word doesn't contradict itself. So what's the meaning here? How can we share some burdens and then others we have to carry on our own? What does this mean? So let's pray and then we'll dig through this. Lord, thank you again just for the privilege of having your word before us in our own language. I thank you, Lord, that you give the Holy Spirit who illuminates, who guides, who gives us insight into your word. And also, who enables us, empowers us to respond to your word and to do as you have commanded. So, Lord, I pray today that, again, each one of us would be attentive to your word. We'd be sensitive to the Spirit's leading in our lives, and we'd make changes in our lives that are necessary. So, once again, we pray that you'd be exalted. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we look at this, there's two different types of burdens here. So, as we dissect this, as we look into it, now we can't disconnect it from the context it's written in. So if you look at chapter 6, verse 1, "If any man is overtaken in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one." This restoration of one who is caught in sin, who's overtaken in sin, we have the responsibility to help him with that burden. And so that fits into the context as well as the entire context of the book. Because if you go back, this was written to believers in Galatia who were Judaizers were coming in and trying to force circumcision on them. They were placing a burden on them that they shouldn't be carrying. And so this burdens of life, it all fits in with the context of the entire book of chapter 6, but as we look at this, there's burdens to share, there's burdens to shoulder, and there's burdens to shed. And so let's dig into this. First of all, in chapter 6, verse 2, burdens to share. And again, that Greek word is bare. These are things that we can do something about. Most often, this is a weaker brother, whether physically or spiritually. 1 Thessalonians 5:14 says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all." And so as you look at this, you comfort, you uphold, that's sharing a burden, that's helping with the burden. Romans 15:1 says, "We then, who are strong, ought to bear with the scruples or the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves." And so there again, this bearing of a burden, this bearing of a weight. James 2:8, "If you really fulfill the royal law according to Scripture, it says, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself,' you do well." And so throughout life, do we have opportunity to share in burdens, to help with burdens? We do. So burdens to share, spiritual weakness. Galatians 6:1, if someone's overtaken in a sin, we are to restore that one. How do we restore someone who's overtaken in a fault? We looked at that last week. It's done in a spirit of meekness, but do we come alongside that one? If there's confrontation may have to take place. But do we just confront and walk away? What is our role in that? It's to restore that one. It's to bring that one back to a right fellowship with the rest of the body and with the Lord. And so there's a bearing of this burden, this spiritual weakness. Discipleship takes place. Encouragement takes place. Counseling takes place. Prayer takes place. Do we help bear burdens through prayer? And we take things, people call and they might ask, "Would you pray for me?" And so we have that opportunity to bear that burden. James 5:14, and there's some differences, there's some debates on this. Some people think it's a physical ailment. I believe it's spiritual, but it says, "Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." And so a burden can be shared, a spiritual weakness. We can disciple, we can encourage. Another burden that can be shared is physical weakness or inabilities. I think of in the past, we've had maybe 2 years ago, Tom Geisler was in the hospital, and he had terminal cancer, and there's 12 cord of wood that needed to be cut. A group of men went over and cut that firewood and stacked it. We were able to help bear that burden. We were able to share in that burden as we went over and helped with that. James 1:27 says, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit the orphans and widows in their trouble and keep oneself unspotted from the world." We've done roofing projects. We've helped in different various areas with physical weakness or inabilities. So we have that opportunity to share burdens. Financial troubles. We have a benevolent fund. And that benevolent fund has been used as we see some believers that are struggling financially. This principle is seen in Scripture as well, because Paul, the church in Corinth, gave to the church in Jerusalem to help with some poverty needs. Recently, we gave money to a church in Israel. It's called the Jerusalem Temple, and they used those funds as they saw fit to help with different needs, whether it was physical or spiritual. We were able to share in that burden, and so we've given in different ways. These are burdens that we can share. How many are familiar with Caring Bridge? You ever hear of these Caring Bridge sites? You have a loved one that has a physical medical issue, and family members set up these Caring Bridge sites, and people give to help with these financial burdens. And so these are burdens that we can share. Shouldn't the church be the ultimate Caring Bridge site? We see a need, and we help meet that need. And so we have these opportunities, these burdens that we can share. We should be involved in the restoration of a weaker brother. We should be involved in the discipleship and instruction of a weaker brother. The encouragement of a stumbling saint, the comforting of the bereaved, the afflicted, visiting the sick, assisting those who need help and cannot physically do it. Maybe they're in financial straits. We have opportunity to share these burdens, and we should share those burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. You know, I was reading this week, and this retired pastor, he shared this story. He said a father and mother had recently received the gospel. They had trusted Christ as their Savior. They began attending services. And he said they were poor. They had no end of sickness and hospitalizations. They drove an old, dilapidated vehicle, must have been a Chevy. Their clothes, although clean, were patch upon patch. It's probably a Ford because that was the only thing that would keep running. But their clothes were patch upon patch. They were a dilapidated vehicle, and they're struggling. And so he saw the need, and he brings it to the attention of the congregation. Now, he had some very sophisticated people in this congregation. So he brings a congregational meeting together. He shares the need, and he said one sophisticated family got up and walked out. They left. Another family followed them. And a third family followed them. They wanted nothing to do with helping this family that didn't dress the way they thought he should or look the way they thought he should. So these families leave, and he said that these three families could have fed that family, clothed that entire family, and even bought them a new vehicle without being hurt themselves financially. But they preferred not to share one another's burdens. Those are burdens that we can share. We need to take this passage to heart. Bear one another's burdens. You know, 1 John 3:16 and 17 says this, "By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?" Do we see a need and ignore it? And bear one another's burdens. This is a command. This is an imperative. Bear one another's burdens. It's also evidence of being a Spirit-filled believer. Now, before I move into burdens to shoulder, as we look at verse 3 and 4, if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Okay, pride. Pride can get in the way. But let each one examine his own work, then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, not in another. So you have this pride that can get in the way. Maybe we look down our noses at someone, thinking that we're better than them because they look a certain way and maybe think they're second-class Christians. Pride, arrogance, sometimes ignorance. Are we aware of the needs around us? Or do we kind of keep our heads stuck in the sand? Do we look around and see a need and then try to meet that need? We're to bear one another's burdens. Verse 6, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. The idea here, those who are shepherding the flock, pastors, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. 1 Corinthians 9:7 through 14 would back that up. You folks don't have an issue with that. We're cared for and we're blessed. But these are burdens to share. Now there's burdens to shoulder. Okay, share one another's burdens. There's physical, the financial, there's ways, there's burdens that we can share with each other. But then it says, each one shall bear his own load. Each one shall bear his own burden. We're supposed to share burdens, but then there's burdens that we also must bear. What are some of these burdens that we can't share, that we have to bear ourselves? How about the burdens of consequence? Consequence to sin choices. I've actually had this phone call before, but someone calls you up and says, "Hey, I'm in jail. Can you pay bail for me?" Should I share that burden, or should they shoulder that burden? My answer was, no, you're in jail. You sit there. Sit your time. You made the choice to be there. Now you sit it out. Pulling someone's hand away so God can't slap it. And there's consequences to sin, right? And there are consequences. And sometimes when we take someone's burden from them that they should be shouldering, we're not helping them out. There's burdens that we have to shoulder. One burden we have to shoulder is the consequence of sin. The context here, and we look in verse 7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. There's the laws of the harvest there. If you sow corn, what are you going to get? Corn. If I sow a bushel of corn, what am I going to get? A bushel back or more? I'm going to get more. So you reap what you sow. You reap more than you sow. And sometimes it's not right away, but there's consequences to sin, and I have to shoulder that load. I have to bear that load. You might receive a moment of pleasure, but you might reap a lifetime of consequences. That's the law of the harvest. And there are consequences to sin, and those are burdens that I have to bear. Every year we receive calls, people asking for money. And I don't, I think sometimes people go through. They say they think there's a need, and they often call a church because churches are generally they help. They're looking to share burdens. But we get calls, and then we have to decipher and discern. Okay, is this a real need? Should we share this burden, or is this one that they should shoulder? There's times there's burdens that we shouldn't be sharing. We received a phone call. This was several years ago. It was 1 a.m, and the phone's on Carrie's side of the bed, so she answered it, and they asked specifically for Pastor Steve. And so she hands the phone over to me, and I say hello, and this guy frantically says, "My brother's in an accident. He's getting airlifted." I said, "Well, who is this?" And he said something like Joe or Bill. And he didn't give a last name. And I said, "Well, I'll come to the hospital and I'll meet you there." He said, "No, he's in Iowa. He's getting airlifted. And I need to get to Iowa. I need money for gas." I said, "I'll tell you what. Give me 5 minutes. I'll run down to Holiday Gas and I'll fill your gas tank." He said, "No, it might not get me there. I need money. Just me and my buddy will meet you at the church. You give us money so we can get to Iowa." And I'm thinking, you know what? I know what's going to happen here. I'm going to get hit over the head. So I wasn't too keen on that. I said, "Well, bud, that's not going to happen. I'll meet you at Holiday Gas and I'll put gas in your tank." He said, "No, meet me at the church." I said, "Not going to happen." He hung up. I looked at the caller ID, called the sheriff. I said, "Hey, this guy called. I don't know if it's legit." They said, "We'll call him because we have funds. We can help him." So sheriff calls him. Sheriff calls me back. Said, that guy said he didn't call you." So, okay. So I put my head back on the pillow. Phone rings. It's that guy again. This time he just breathes in the phone. And Carrie's thinking, he has our number and probably our address. But was that a burden I should share? Obviously not. I think it was going to be a burden that I would be shouldering. And so we have to have discernment. Do we share it or do we shoulder it? But people call for help. So burdens of consequence, there's physical infirmities. I talked about physical infirmities, burdens that we can share. Someone is hurting physically, what can we do? You think of the Caring Bridge sites. You help them financially with different needs. You pray for them. But there's an element of physical infirmities that people have to shoulder on their own. Paul asked for the thorn in the flesh to be removed in 2 Corinthians 12. He had probably an eye problem, something wrong with his eyes. But he asked the Lord to remove this physical infirmity. And what was God's answer? "No, my grace is sufficient." As I think of Steph Grussell or Colton Graff, can we pray for them? Can we help with financial needs if they're there? Yes. But there's an element of that we can't, that they have to shoulder. I mean, Colton's facing things that you know, I'm not going to have to go to the doctor or feel the pain or the sickness. That's an element of that they have to shoulder. We can share with the prayer, with the financial needs, maybe going over and helping with different things, and we should. But there's an element of that physical. Titus didn't have to put up with the eye problem, did he? And he didn't have to put up with a physical infirmity, but Paul did. And so there's an element of that Paul had to shoulder. Titus didn't. So we have these physical infirmities. Also, the burdens of responsibility. Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians 3:10. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, "For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat." Okay, you got to work. That's your responsibility. That's something you have to shoulder. You know, you shouldn't be just living off of free handouts. If you're able to work, work. Ephesians 4:28. Look at Ephesians 4, verse 28. "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need." And so there's burdens of responsibility. I chose to get married and have a family. Whose responsibility is my wife and kids? It's mine. That's mine to shoulder, right? I made that choice. It's not someone else's responsibility. Now again, we share where there's a need because things happen, but ultimately it's my responsibility. I made that choice. I have the burden of responsibility. If my kids are in sports, whose job is it to get them to practice? It's mine. Now if my car breaks down, maybe I'll call Scott, and Scott says, yeah, I'll run the kids, but ultimately whose responsibility is that? It's mine. I have to shoulder that. So there's burdens of responsibility. Another ultimate burden of responsibility, whose responsibility is it to make sure they have a right relationship with God? Can I, when it comes to my sin, if I don't take care of that sin issue with God, am I going to shoulder that consequence? What's the consequence of dying in your trespasses and sins? What is it? It's separation from God for an eternity, right? I can't make that decision for you. You have that responsibility, and you will shoulder the consequence of rejecting the gift of salvation. Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. All of us are going to stand before God, and we're going to give an account for what we have done. And so let's go quickly before I move to the next one. Romans 2, 5, and 6. Romans chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. "But in accordance with your hardness and your impotent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds." So you'll shoulder that responsibility yourself. No one else can take that responsibility from you. Now, one more thing here is burdens to shed. So burdens to share, burdens to shoulder, burdens to shed. The physical infirmity that Paul had to shoulder that burden. No one else, and he felt the pain from it. He felt the suffering from it. But what can we do with these things? There's nothing we can do about it. I can't do anything about it. I think of Colton or Steph and what their recent diagnosis. They can't do anything about that. There's an element of they have to shoulder. But do we have to bear that weight alone? Let's go to Matthew chapter 11. And there's burdens to shed. Matthew chapter 11. Verses 28 through 30. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Okay, this is a call to salvation. Okay, all you who are heavy laden, all you who labor, and I will give you rest. Then it says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. As a believer, a physical infirmity, Paul has this physical infirmity. There's nothing he can do about it. But what can he do? He can take it to the Lord, can he? He can leave it there. These things that we can't do anything about. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares upon him, for he what? He cares for you. These things that I can't do anything about, I can still cast my care on him. I can come to him. And I can take my burden to him. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So these are burdens that we can shed. Let's go back to Psalm 55:22. It says this, cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain what? Or who? He doesn't say cast your burden on the Lord and he'll carry your burden. What does he say? He'll carry you. He's not just going to carry your burden. He's going to carry you and your burden. So cast your burden on the Lord. He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. And so as we look at this, and things that I can't do anything about, I can take them to the Lord. The Lord will sustain the burden, and the Lord will sustain you. Now, I've got a little, I want to illustrate this, so I asked Kevin and Luke if they'd come up here. I'm going to throw some burdens on their back and look at what we should share, what we should shoulder and shed. Let's grab a pack, gentlemen.
Shoulder it.
Okay. Shoulder that. Can you get your arm in there?
I think so.
All right. You good? All right. So, yeah, this is going to be good. So, I just take each one of these guys, and they both have a family, right? And so, Kevin's responsibility. Whose responsibility is Kevin's family? Is it? It's yours, right?
Kevin's.
It's Kevin's. Is it getting heavy?
Yeah.
We only got 15 more minutes, so you're good. So I each got a family. Now just say, Kevin has. Who wants to be the guy that's in trouble? Okay, so we'll start over here. Luke wakes up, and I know you're on city sewer, but for now you're not, because your septic quit working, and you need a new septic system. It's 15 grand. Now, Kevin has a financial problem. He has 15 grand as well, but his $15,000 burden came because he is down gambling. Okay? Now, can I share that burden? Can I share his burden? And he has an issue with this septic tank. He has a financial burden. Can I share that burden? Share one another's burdens. I can help him. How about this guy? Should I share his burden? Now, I'm not, and if his kids are hungry, I'm probably going to help with his kids. I mean, it wasn't their choice. And so there's an element of this. But what I'm going to do with him is I'm going to help his kids and his wife because he's dumb, they shouldn't deserve, you know, that. But what I'm going to do with Kevin is Kevin's going to work off. He's going to work. Okay? I'm going to find a way for him. But I can. Dave, you told me these are 15 pounds. I'm going to exchange that. I'm going to give you 8 pounds instead.
Appreciate it.
You appreciate that? Because That's a burden I can share, right? But they both have families. But now he's got a health issue, and only he can bear that. I can help with the financial part of it, but he has a health issue that, like Paul's infirmity, only he can bear that. He has to shoulder that pain, that suffering. We can help in other ways, but he has to shoulder the appointments and the sickness. But Kevin, on top of his gambling habit, and to pay for that, and he stole something, and now he's in jail.
Double or nothing.
And so he has this, now he's in jail, and he has this weight. And so you see, the weight of consequences is something that he has to shoulder. Now, going back to Galatians 6:1, and he's put his faith in Christ. He's made some very poor decisions. What's our role? Okay, I come alongside of him, and I try to restore him back through discipleship, through counseling. I can sit down and I can try to help him with his finances, setting up a budget. But there's certain things that he's got to have to shoulder. And I'm not just going to pay for his bail so he has more money to gamble with. He's going to work to pay that off. What else can I add to you here in my notes? You know what I'm going to give you?
I can't think of it.
They both have families, but he has a wayward child. That's a heavy burden, right? And that's a burden. Now, again, can we help with that? I'm praying for him. I'm gonna be praying for his kids. I'm gonna try and help with giving them direction, and so that might lighten the load for him. But with both of these guys, so is it getting heavy? No, you're all right. It's yours?
It's a little heavy.
Any other choices we can give him? But there's certain things that he has to bear. Certain things that both of them have to shoulder that I can't. Responsibility of family. Certain parts of that health issue. But you come back to burdens to shed. And what can Luke do with this burden that he has? He can take it to the Lord, right? And he can take this burden, and although he has responsibility, let's take this thing off. Because there's no reason for us to worry and be anxious, and we do what we can. God's required us to. We do have responsibility in life, but that lightens the load, the burden. I can cast my cares on him because he cares for you. I don't have to, even though there's certain things, certain burdens that I do have to shoulder. Psalm 55:22, he will carry you. Not just your burden. I was going to have Scott come up and pick Luke up and his and his backpack. I couldn't do it, and I was thinking, who can pick him up? And I didn't know, I didn't want to put anybody through that. Maybe Alicia could. Yeah. But even with Kevin, when we make choices, we have consequences, right? And those consequences, now what... Also, what do we have? Because the load of consequences can be heavy. But we, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He does have forgiveness, right? And sometimes people, you have the weight of consequences, the burden of consequence, but people need to understand that they're forgiven. And it doesn't make consequences disappear, but we still can take that to the Lord, right? And so... there's certain things that Kevin's going to have to do, and he's going to have to pay his own bail. He needs some counsel on his gambling addiction. But Kevin can take his problems to the Lord. Some of the consequences are going to change. Let's take this thing off. Some of the things are going to change as he makes right decisions. You guys can sit down. Thanks. But he can lighten that load as he makes right choices, but he can still take it to the Lord. And what I want to just remind you of, it's not a hopeless situation. There is forgiveness. There is hope. You can get on the right path. And so, the so what here this morning. Share the burdens that we can share. We have an opportunity in this body of believers, in this community, to share burdens. As we look around, there's burdens to be shared. Don't be ignorant or arrogant. Don't stick your head in the sand. Look around. Look for needs that people have that we can meet. Bear one another's burdens. Share those burdens. We shouldn't be sticking our head in the sand or looking down our nose at someone thinking, oh, if they just need to get it together. I think of this pastor and the situation that he had where people got up and walked out because these new believers didn't look or dress a certain way. And we need to get with it. Come alongside people and share those burdens. So share the burdens that we can share. Shoulder the burdens you should shoulder, but remember, right choices can lighten the burden. Okay, as we heap that on Kevin, okay, he takes care of this gambling sin issue he has, and that gets corrected. He sets up a budget, he works hard, he gets the finances right, and he's out of jail. He's on the right path. His burden got lighter. And then shed your burdens. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious. We don't have to. And by the way, this word burden in Matthew 11, it's the same one as in Galatians 6:5. It's fortion. And so shed your burdens. Come to Jesus in salvation. Shed that burden of the penalty of sin. If you've never put your trust in God, you have peace with God. And as you learn more about the Savior, live in obedience to His Word, you have the peace of God. And so no matter what happens in life, even those burdens you have to shoulder, you take them and you can give them to the Lord. Cast all your cares upon Him. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be anxious. We can cast our cares on Him. And even if the circumstances don't change, because our burdens are lighter, because He carries our burdens, and He carries us. So God's Word doesn't contradict itself. We have burdens to share. There's burdens we need to shoulder, and there's burdens that we can shed. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your Word this morning. I pray that it would be a reminder to all of us. As we look around, there's needs. There's needs that can be met. There's needs that should be met. We should be a body of loving, caring people, looking out for the best interest of others. Lord, give us wisdom in these burdens that need to be shouldered, our own burdens, the burdens of others, to not remove the hand that you're about to slap, to chasten. Lord, for each one of us as believers, this reminder that we can take our burdens to You and You'll carry us, You'll sustain us. No matter what we're going through, we can come to You in prayer. We can cast our burdens and lay them at Your feet. So Lord, we thank You for no matter what we're going through, we have that comfort. We have You sustaining us. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Brian. Mm-hmm.